I'm Matt Bush, the news director for WCQS. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen-Times reporter Joel Burgess. Joel, to start, talk about the size and scope of this hotel project that was voted down. For people who may not understand, this was a hotel that was going to have a huge impact on the downtown area and the skyline of the city.
It was a big one. It's in the northwest part of downtown on Haywood Street that's just seen some recent hotel development, and this one would have been, and still might be, 8 stories, 185 rooms, and permits show $24 million.
To put that in perspective to some of the other hotels here, how big is that?
It's pretty large. You know, if you think about it, there's a 7-story hotel just across the street. And actually, most hotels that have been built in recent years have gone under about a 6-floor level. And in a way, that's by design. It was a way to avoid sort of a higher review by the city council.
All right, so this went before the city council Tuesday evening, and they voted it down, which was sort of a shock. So what were the reasons that this proposal went down?
Yeah, it went before the city council in a procedure called a conditional use procedure. It's a strange kind of quasi-judicial proceeding that's almost like a court case, and city council members are supposed to look just at evidence before them, and they're supposed to look at whether the developer meets these 7 particular standards. They include things like, you know, does it match with the surrounding area? Is it in harmony with the surrounding area? Would it hurt property values? And the city council members said it didn't meet 6 of those 7 aspects. And things that they talked about were, one of the biggest things was parking. They were concerned that the 200-space parking deck would not be enough for guests plus employees plus some employees of a nearby hotel that is owned by the same developer that already is on Haywood Street. So parking was a primary issue. They were also questioned a traffic study that was done by the developer that said the impact of additional cars would be negligible. It seemed that some city council members did not believe that. They also questioned the idea of putting a third hotel in that small area. It would have meant you had 3 large hotels within 500 feet of each other. The one that people may know well is the Hotel Indigo that's been at 151 Haywood Street since 2009. It was really the first in Asheville's hotel boom that now, you know, if all these hotels do get built by 2018, we've calculated that it'd be $187 million in hotel building downtown.
So discuss the significance of this getting voted down. It's one of the few times that a hotel project has been voted down in the city of Asheville during this boom in building hotels.
That's right. And there's a few reasons for that. One is that back in the recession, the city council at that time, fearing that development would dry up, actually loosened the rules on development to make it so that these large developments could go before just a volunteer appointed planning and zoning commission, which usually does approve these projects. And so most of these hotels that have happened have gone before this planning and zoning commission, or the procedure again is this quasi-judicial conditional use permit hearing. And it's rare for the city council to turn a development down that comes through this procedure because the standards are seen as rather cut and dry. Do they meet the standards or don't they? It can't be that the city council members just don't like the number of hotels that are being built. They have to look at these standards. So it was unusual that they turned this hotel down during this process.
What's the future of this very prime piece of real estate in the city? You have some late-breaking developments about this particular case.
We do. We were looking into what exactly might happen with this approximately 2 acres. And by the way, for people's brief Asheville history, it just was a few years ago, the Buncombe County Sheriff's Office, again, it's 192 Haywood Street. And so we were looking into, well, what would happen with it? What would it become when the president of Parks Hospitality Group in Raleigh, which is the developer, announced that they would, in fact, push this project forward. And that means they will have to go to court. They will go to Superior Court if they want to advance this project. And a judge then will hear from an attorney for the developer and the city attorney and determine whether They have met those standards.
Now, this is pretty new news, but is there any precedent for something like this before? And when might there be a decision that you know of on
this? This is pretty rare, at least in Asheville. I think this does happen in other places, but again, it's rare for a project to be turned down through this type of process in Asheville, it, my recollection anyway. And I covered city council as far back as 2007. So we'll have to see. You know, quite frankly, whoever loses in this case could also appeal to the North Carolina Court of Appeals. That could be even a next step if they really want to go that far. But just to give a sense about what's at stake, there was a commercial real estate appraiser from Charlotte who spoke Tuesday night during the hearing at which the city council voted this down. And he talked about some figures as to what it would contribute to the Asheville economy. And he noted that it would give about $500,000 in hotel occupancy tax. And if you back that out and do the calculations, what it tells you is that they would make around $8 million. They would have about $8 million a year in sales for hotel rooms.
Is this the end of the hotel boom? Has the hotel boom bubble popped in any way in Asheville? Or is this just an isolated case?
I would say the fact that they came forward, that Parks Hospitality of Raleigh came forward with such a detailed plan and spent so much money in the first place, and that they're willing to fight, it tells me that there's still money to be made building and running hotels downtown.
Joel Burgess of the Citizen Times, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.